Hello, this is Dale Connolly from The Morning Show with our weekly podcast. This week, it's the run-up to the election. We'll have a podcast exclusive, a talk with an interested observer from afar. Also, the Genway Halloween special unveiled. Be careful, or it could show up at your window. And we'll hear how Wally and the Sherpa dealers are reacting to suddenly inexpensive gasoline. Weird twists and turns ahead, so please stay with us. This section of our show is brought to you by Bowser Bed, the vibrating pad for dogs, offering a distraction for your best friend when he needs it most. Because your dog is a super enthusiast and he sees the world in the simplest possible terms. Either someone is good or they're bad. It's all one thing or the other. For him, he doesn't know about manners, he doesn't care about history, he doesn't consider nuance or tone or intent. It's either or. So, this is something that can come in handy for you sometimes because your dog is permanently on your side. He is totally, rabidly, He is totally, fervently, unequivocally pro you. If you make a mistake, a bad decision, or commit some painfully boneheaded act, If you commit some painfully misguided act, your dog is still and forever pro you. Even when you aren't so high on you, he is. But here's the flip side. When someone comes along who seems strange or new in an inexplicable way, Sparky's single-minded pro you attitude leads him to project a mindless belligerence, and anyone could set it off. The furnace repair person, the police officer, the pizza delivery guy, the meter reader, your neighbor, the president, or somebody who could be president. Yeah, see, Sparky.
Sparky, knock it off!
It doesn't matter. Anyone, obviously not you, could potentially harbor anti-you thoughts.
Sparky, stop it! It's Ed McMahon, for crying out loud, with $1 million check. Just let him come up to the door, huh? Sorry, Ed. I don't know what got into him. He doesn't actually want to tear your leg off. He's just calling for an investigation, that's all.
See, but what Sparky needs at a time like this is a good talking to. He needs a sharp rebuke.
Sparky, have you no shame? Have you no sense of decency?
Yeah, but you know, Sparky is just being true to his nature. He is totally in favor of you, even when he doesn't know what the heck he's doing. That's why he needs a Bowser Bed vibrating pad. The Bowser Bed is an all-over massage and a total distraction for your canine friend that offers the only argument that Sparky can hear when he's out of his mind with rage over the possibility of an anti-you fringe. The Bowser Bed, well, with it, his troubles melt away, and his world shrinks to an itchy area about the size of a hockey puck on the small of his back where he usually can't reach. Yeah, see, Sparky's total satisfaction means a happier life for him and less embarrassment for you, and you get to meet people and actually talk to them without having to shout over all the barking. The Bowser Bed vibrating pad for dogs. Get one for your best friend today. You'll both be glad you did. It's a Monday. It's the 27th of October. This section of our show is brought to you by Genway, the supermarket for genetically engineered foods. If you like your foods refined, why not try the redefined foods of Genway? And now, live from the food lab, here's the produce manager, Dr. Larry Kyle.
Yes. How do you know it's live?
I'm always confused as to whether it is. I'm hoping.
Well, thanks for coming to me because Halloween is coming.
Which is your favorite holiday?
How'd you know? Oh, yes, Dale, I love Halloween. I always want to have something at Genway that gives our customers an intense Halloween experience. Something to really creep you out.
Right. Well, thus your colorful history of Genway pumpkins.
Oh, yes. Screaming pumpkins, melting pumpkins, pleading pumpkins, serial killer pumpkins, pumpkins with the guts on the outside. Oh. Yes, they're all classics and favorites of our customers here at Genway.
And though I hesitate to ask, I must. What is it this year?
This year we've outdone ourselves, I think. This year, our Halloween special is Genway's Zombie Chicken. Yes, treat your family to a once-in-a-lifetime experience by ordering Zombie Chicken for Halloween night. It's very simple. You come to the store, you tell us you want the Zombie Chicken, you give us your address, and on Halloween night, the chicken will come to your house and try to get in.
So this is a chicken you're supposed to eat?
Then? Well, if you can, yes.
Well, then you have to kill it, then, when it comes.
You can't kill it, Dale. It's already dead! It's Zombie Chicken.
Yes, I got that.
Haven't you ever seen a zombie movie?
No,
the chicken is dead but alive, you know? Uh-huh. It has a hunger for human flesh. How's that for a turnabout, huh?
I don't like that.
And it wants to get into your house. It will stop at nothing to get into your house. Ooh, what a spooky thrill for your family. The chicken is at the door. It's at the window. It's coming in through the skylight, down the chimney. It can't be stopped. I'm scaring myself. Happy Halloween.
But, Dr. Crowell, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why people would sign up for this. It sounds horrifying.
You just don't get Halloween,
well,
do you?
No, Dale? I don't like to be scared.
Yes, people will buy the Genway Zombie Chicken because it's horrifying. And when it finally gets in your house, as it will, the only way to get rid of it is to run it through with a spit and cook it over an open flame and then eat it for dinner. Happy Halloween!
Yes, happy Halloween. Yes, I got that. But it sounds traumatic and disturbing and brutal and ugly.
I know. It's very popular. If you don't want a whole zombie chicken, we can send you animated zombie chicken parts. Imagine it. Night of the Living Dead drumstick.
Ow. So the Halloween special this week, Zombie Chicken at Genway.
And don't forget to ask about Zombie Beef, Moo Moo Boo.
Find it at Genway, the supermarket for genetically engineered foods. Dr. Larry Kyle, produce manager. The sanction of our show is brought to you by the Sherpa from Intimida. It's a mighty big car, and a mighty big car with a mighty big tank to hold a mighty large amount of fuel. And with gas prices now down to the vicinity of $2 in some places, well, that makes right now a good time to fill up, right, Wally?
Yes. I've been hearing from Sherpa owners who haven't filled their tanks for a year. The car's been a piece of driveway art since gas hit the $4 mark, but now happy days are here again. It's nice to see all those Sherpas back out on the road.
Encouraging for you, and with gas prices back down, does that mean you're selling new Sherpas again?
Nope, there's nobody in the showroom.
Nobody.
We've got cobwebs on the vending machines. Salespeople are just haggling with each other. When I want to be alone, I go to work. It's just horrible.
But there is about to be a change with the latest version of the Sherpa delayed financing plan.
Saving, it's all the rage. Who knew it would be so much fun to pay for a new thing before you actually get it?
Before?
Yes, and the Sherpa delayed financing plan is the most aggressive one in the business. Now, here's how it works there.
That's right. You can make monthly payments to Wally's Intimida, and Wally acts as a bank. Can you do that, by the way?
Who cares? I'm doing it.
Okay. Saving your money and paying you a modest amount of interest, which then applies to your future purchase of a Sherpa sport utility vehicle.
And right now your savings are turbocharged because we use your money to buy gas at $2.25 per gallon. We put it in the big tank out behind the dealership there. And when the price goes back up to $3... we'll sell some sucker and give you the benefit so you can afford to buy your Sherpa even sooner.
That's a great deal, Wally, but what if the price of gas continues to go down?
Then the Sherpa will be cheaper to fill on a day-to-day basis because you can still buy it sooner, you see? It's a win-win situation.
Win-win, is it?
Win-win situation.
Yeah, the situation, especially. Yes. Whether the price of gas goes up or down, it's good news that could lead to you having a brand new Sherpa from Intimida in your driveway in 2009.
Well, maybe not that soon.
2010?
Better make it 2012, just to be safe.
In time for the next presidential election.
It feels great to work for something under the principle of delayed gratification, now enhanced by small speculation on the consumer's tax market.
delayed gratification, and speculation. Yeah. And who knows?
You're making fun of me?
No, who knows what the price of gas will be when you take delivery on your new Intimida Sherpa in 2012.
Yes! You can have a shiny new piece of driveway art.
A new driveway.
If you can afford to have a driveway, then.
The delayed financing plan from Intimida, maker of the Sherpa, a mighty big car for a mighty patient driver and investor, thanks to Wally of Wally's Intimida. This is the morning show on Minnesota Public Radio. In the Twin Cities, the current, the election is just days away, and everyone is anticipating it and thinking about it, and in some cases really looking forward to the moment when it's finally over. But for time travelers who are visiting from the distant future, the election really is already over and has been over for quite some time. And with us this morning from the League of Distant Observers is Quark. Thanks for admitting, first of all, that you're a time traveler. I hope you don't get in trouble for it.
Oh, I definitely will. Already am, in fact.
Ah, I suppose where you come from, this is already...
history, yes.
And how does it turn out?
Well, a hand slap is the standard punishment where I come from.
No, I mean the election. How does the election turn out?
I really cannot tell you that. I must follow the prime directive and not say anything that might change the course of events.
Well, then why would you come on radio?
Because no one takes this program seriously.
Ever?
Never. I could say anything here, and it would matter not. And this way I get to observe your quaint news-gathering rituals.
The fact that you're even here, I would guess, is evidence that this particular election will be seen as pivotal for a very long time. So that would suggest an historic outcome of some kind.
Maybe I drew the short straw. Perhaps the others have gone to a more significant election.
There are others? Other time travelers?
I really cannot say.
So you mean the more important time travelers have gone back to observe another election in what, 2000 maybe?
Or 2012, maybe.
Ah, so that's the big one then. I mean, who's going to be running for president in 2012?
I really cannot tell you. Oh. And why do you assume I'm here to see the presidential contest?
Are you saying one of the statewide offices is more significant to time travelers from the future? Which I guess they could only be from the future, right? There are no time travelers from the past.
I cannot say.
Or are... So is it a congressional race, then, that you're looking at, maybe?
Can't say.
Have you been here a long time?
What does it mean, a long time?
Well, I suppose to you, time feels very different. Have you been here a week? More than a week? A month? A year? Years? Decades?
I cannot say.
Oh, come on. Tell us something. How long?
Not as long as some who have been here for what you might call a lifetime. All in preparation for this event.
Like some kind of sleeper? Anyone we know?
I cannot say. Commander Poole.
Who's that in my seat?
Jim Ed, this is Quark. He's a visitor from the future.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Quark, did you just call him Commander Poole?
Commander, I did not violate the Prime Directive.
Quark, why don't you come out in the hallway to talk a bit.
I would, but I'm having a conversation.
Obey!
Yes, I will hold out my hand for the slapping.
Do you two know each other, by any chance?
No.
No.
Jim Ed,
huh?
Are you also a... Come over here. Are you also a visitor from the future? Tell us.
Yes.
You are?
Yes, of course I am. That must be the reason why I know so much about sports.
I guess, because you never read anything.
No. Well, now it's out. I mean, what a relief. Quark, come.
Pardon me, please.
Well, certainly. You know, of course, it's absurd for me to think that either of you are from the future. I mean, that's madness. I don't know what got into me to think that. It's stress, I guess.
Yeah, right. Okay. Step outside, please, Quark. Empress Queen Bachman will be very displeased with you for what you have.
That was one very weird interlude. Let's just all assume it never happened. And that's it for our morning show podcast. Thanks to Jim Ed Poole for the characters. All of the scripts were written by yours truly, Dale Connolly. Our broadcast producer is Mike Pengra. The online producer is Michael Wells. The morning show is broadcast Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on 89.3 The Current in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Most of our show is also on Minnesota Public Radio's region-wide network. There will be another podcast for you in 1 week. See you then.